This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A fractured arm and ankle, nerve damage and burns, two collapsed lungs, a ruptured eardrum, a concussion, and a missing lower leg. Those are the injuries Boston police officer Terry Shane Burke suffered in Iraq after a bomb exploded beneath his Marine unit's Humvee in 2006. Doctors eventually had to amputate his left leg above the knee. But Burke is still on the Boston police force, thanks to a prosthetic leg, and he was one of the crime scene technicians on Boylston Street after the Boston Marathon bombings, which happened a month ago today.
It looked like a war zone. It looked like Fallujah all over again. There was blood, barricades turned over, broken glass, clothes, carriages, and it did, you know, step back and think, like, this is Boston. Like, this is the marathon. This isn't Fallujah.
Burke is now reaching out to victims of the marathon attack. He believes his own experience recovering from bomb injuries and an amputation could help them in the months and years ahead. We spoke with Officer Burke at Boston Police Headquarters this week, and he told us he's never sugarcoated the challenge of recovering from a lost limb.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. It's a long road. For me, it was day by day, and I had a huge support network, so that made it very easy. And of course, I was dating someone that was very supportive, but the mental part of it is very tough. Realizing you can't play hockey anymore in the fashion that you were used to playing. You can't chase, you know, a dog around. You can't chase my niece and nephew around or something like that. You know? When you go to jump out of bed and you fall on your face because you didn't realize, oh, God, that's right, I don't have a leg anymore. Not only that, but people are going to look like, oh, gosh, oh, wow. Little kids, they're innocent. They don't know. I understand when they stare. That's okay. It's when it's the adults that stare and gawk, and it's just like, yeah, you know what, folks? It's not an optical illusion. It's a prosthesis, or it's a wheelchair, what have you.
How do you deal with the staring, and or at least at the beginning, people who gawked or didn't deal with it gracefully?
Me personally, I just ignore it. I don't let it get to me. Yoga, you know, and if you really have to get it out, go hit a punching bag. Don't take it on a significant other. Don't internalize it. On the flip side of the coin, where people want to rush ahead and open a door for you, or a perfect example, my brother, when I was first walking, I was back home, and I was, you know, excuse myself to the men's room, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll run interference for you. I'm like, for what? He goes, well, I'll get people out of your way. I'm like, you know, TJ, I can walk, you know, it's going to be a little bit slower, it's going to be a little bit different, but I'll be fine. He was almost a hover mom, you know, he followed me around, and hey, folks, heads up, Captain America's coming through here, get out of the way. He would turn around and walk backwards, like I was a small infant trying to walk in. I'm like, I just tell him, like, if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to run right over. So get out of my way, you know. But yeah, better to be loved too much than not at all. But people do want to treat you somewhat different, I guess.
So what is your advice to the family members of marathon bombing victims whose instinct is to baby them and protect them?
Let them fall. Let them gain their independence. You're going to want to rush. You're going to want to go help them. There will be times you need to, no doubt. But they're going to need to reestablish their own independence. And if allowed, maybe go to group therapy with them. Are they battling any type of substance abuse? Have they become addicted to pain medicine? Because I have seen a lot of that where people have turned to substance as a relief to escape reality.
You have a prosthetic now?
Yes.
Do you ever feel conflicted about it? I mean, on one hand, it's given you some freedom back, but do you ever have to fight back the anger that you have to have it at
sure.
all?
Sure. There was definitely points that I was, you know, angry at the world, no matter who you were, what you were. I was mad. I had lashed out and, you know, scream, yell, you swear. Why did they just finish the job? I kind of felt like I was robbed of a career. Because when I came back, I went to crime scene, knowing that I couldn't go back to patrol. It hurts when you see friends of yours on the SWAT team or in the drug unit out chasing people down. It does still bother me a little bit, but I have a great, great career, great friends I work with. I can't beat it, you know. I was very fortunate to come back and be able to remain on the job.
If I could ask a personal question?
Please.
You mentioned that when you came back, you were dating somebody. What about people who now have, you know, they're trying to figure out how to keep their personal lives going, and maybe they're dating someone who's not sure they're quite up for what it takes to be with someone through this kind of therapy?
That was extreme concern of mine. I guess I could put it this way. Giving me new faith in humanity that, you know, there is women out there that they're like, you know, a lot of times I've told people in the past, like, hey, by the way, just FYI, I have a prosthetic leg, and they're like, okay. And I'm like, isn't that an issue for you? And they're like, not really. But if you want to make it an issue, I guess we can. I mean, there has been times, don't get me wrong, with that. It has maybe been a little bit of a thing. But no, there's not. It's, and I've definitely had luck with that, where a lot of them are like, well, let's move on from there. You know, another glass of wine? Sure. All right. You know, so.
Shane, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's anytime. Simplify.
Boston police officer Terry Shane Burke lost a leg in Iraq while he was serving with the Marines.